The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Hey, good morning. The Harvey Weinstein story continues. The dam is breaking. So many celebrities now coming out telling their stories about Harvey Weinstein. What appears to have been something that was, we now know, was an open secret in Hollywood for decades. And how could an open secret like that exist for so long and not get the coverage it is now receiving? Let's find out. Let's go to Lee Smith with the Weekly Standard. Wrote an excellent piece on this subject this week. Lee, first of all, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Glad to have you. So you write that the headline of your piece is The Human Stain, Why the Harvey Weinstein Story is Worse Than You Think. Just give us the top line. Why is it worse than we think?
Yeah, because, I mean, people knew, and the case is not that no one could get the story. What happened was Harvey Weinstein was protected. The media was protecting him. That's the bottom line.
So why is that? Tell us about the structure of this. Why would the media go out of its way to protect Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, in the 90s, I worked at a magazine that he ran out of Miramax, his film company, called Talk Magazine, which was edited by Tina Brown. Also edited Vanity Fair and The New Yorker. And you might have seen Tina had an article yesterday in The New York Times, which I thought was problematic, if I can leave it at that. He was optioning stories from different magazines. He had a whole bunch of different people who were working for him. He was just hugely connected in different ways. Journalists didn't want to cross a guy who they figured might turn them into heroes if they made a movie, or if he made a movie out of one of their stories or one of their books. But the other thing that happened was, there were people who did have this story. We're starting to see a woman who wrote about it. I guess it was sometime over the weekend. I think Sharon Waxman is
that's
that
right.
Correct? Yeah, but she wrote about. You know, she had the story. New York Magazine also had the story, and at different times, I mean, this was more than a decade ago.
Yeah, in Sharon Waxman's case, it was in 2004, she said she had the
2004,
story.
2004, right. I mean, they also had it at New York Magazine, but they walked it back, as Weinstein comes in there, he's very litigious. He's litigious, but also he's well-connected. That's the other thing. Lots of times the editors didn't want to cross him, so... This is what happened. So the idea that this was mysterious or there were whispers. No, everyone knew all the time, lots and lots of details.
So basically the media, and this is what Vince and I were trying to wrap our brains around. I understand why a lot of the women didn't come forward. I get that. But again, the media refusing, they investigated this. They knew about it. But so what you're saying is a lot of them, they didn't write about this for fear of retribution because they wanted to go further in the industry or because they had a screenplay that they wanted published and they wanted to make into a movie and he could stop that?
Yeah. I mean, look, he optioned all sorts of people's all sorts of people's stories, published in major magazines. Editors had a heavy investment in not messing with him. I mean, you know, as I explained in the article, I mean, there's lots of different ways in which he influenced people's decisions. Sometimes he would threaten to sue, as with the Sharon Waxman story, and I believe it was the same case for the New York Magazine story. I don't exactly remember what time this was, what year this was. Sometimes he would threaten people, but look, a lot of times people just got them. They knew him, right? As I make my case in the piece, the glossy magazine editor who throws the swanky Oscar party in Hollywood, right? Does anyone think this guy was trying to nail it down? I mean, this guy was, this magazine editor is effectively part of the movie industry.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
He's not trying to hurt Harvey Weinstein.
So it seems like it's some combination of, as you get closer and closer to Harvey Weinstein, with you're within proximity to understanding and even knowing the story, you're probably sort of enamored and taken in by the fact that you're close to Hollywood and you're close to him. So there's a bit of sucking up going on. And then on the other hand, there's the fear of litigation, where you have newsrooms who are like, you know what, that guy's crazy, litigious. I don't want to deal with a story like that.
Yeah, that's what some editors and some lawyers were doing in these places. And, you know, God bless a lot of journalists who did do something, who looked into the story, who chased it down. There's another thing, too, which is really...
Oh, you know what? I think he was, like, on the verge of saying something super interesting there.
But did we lose him?
But we've lost him, yeah, unless he's taking an enormous pregnant pause. I wanted to ask him about something he wrote in the piece, and I hope we can get him back. But if not, I'm sorry. But thank you, Lee, from the Weekly Standard. And by the way, again, the piece is called The Human Stain, Why the Harvey Weinstein Story is Worse Than You Think.
It's an excellent piece.
In the piece, he writes about something very interesting. He said, a journalist once told me about visiting another famous Hollywood producer. You'd know the name. Who exhibited for my friend his collection of photographs of famous female actresses. You'd know their names, too. Performing sexual acts for his private viewing. As with Weinstein, this man's chief thrill was humiliation. And the more famous the target, the more roundly it was savored.
Wow.
This is incredible stuff. Lee, do we have you back now?
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
I'm reading this passage. I'm reading this passage now. Thank you for jumping back on with us.
Sure.
I'm reading this passage where you talk about there's a famous Hollywood producer who has pictures of famous Hollywood female actresses.
Right.
Performing sex acts. Why? Just out of curiosity, why are you keeping his name out of this?
Well, I mean, because this is different. The hearsay that I have from another source.
Yes. Okay.
Than what I know myself. Look, I'm sorry. There we do understand. There's a difference right now between Harvey Weinstein, who, according to the New Yorker, actually raped women. And a guy who's preying on vulnerable actresses and getting them to take off their clothes. So there is a difference. The point I was going to make, I'm sorry we got cut off. The point I was going to make is there are tons and tons of these producers who are incredibly abusive. I mean, maybe I've been speaking about it the last couple of days. You know, maybe this is the tip of the iceberg. People will get alarmed and they'll look for all sorts of different problem figures in this industry. I tend to doubt it. I mean, I think that this is not going to go much further. I think it's going to stop at him. It'd be great if it did go further, because there's a lot of not good people in that profession, and there's a lot of people in journalism who've been protecting the not good people in that profession. So...
Yeah,
I'd certainly like to see it go further. I don't think it's going to.
Well, one would hope. I mean, in 2017, it's nice to establish a few positive precedents, and this could be the beginning of some more with any luck. Thank you, Lee Smith of the Weekly Standard.
Yeah.
And again, check out his piece, The Human Stain, Why the Harvey Weinstein Story is Worse Than You Think. Well worth your time. A lot of interesting stuff we couldn't even get to in the interview, but you'll find it in the piece. 8:15 now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.